Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us, Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
I actually had a different feel-good story planned for today, but that'll have to wait until tomorrow because this one totally takes precedence. So it always breaks my heart when I hear of veterans who have served our country but have no family to say goodbye to when it's time to say goodbye. 94-year-old Brockton resident Nathaniel Marshall served in World War II. He actually died last month with no known living relatives. He received medals and citations for his service, but there's nobody to give those medals and citations to. I'm going to play some audio right now.
Finally realized that we're not going to be able to find a relative, that it was decided that the man lived alone, he died alone, but we're not going to let him be buried alone.
That was a Brockton police officer you just heard. He and the Brockton police are encouraging people to pay respects to Marshall at the Conley Funeral Home at 138 Belmont Street in Brockton today, this morning, from 8:45 to 9:15 a.m. Police will then escort Marshall to the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Conry Avenue in Bourne for a 10:30 a.m. funeral. So the last time I did a story similar to this, our listeners were so kind. I think a lot of them showed up because it was important to them, as it's important to me. So I just wanted to share that story. The feel good for me is that this man, he served our country in World War II. There aren't many surviving people left. He was 94 years old and he has no known living family members.
And it's sad because if you're 94 years old and you haven't had any kids, chances are you've outlived either your spouse or your friends. So there really isn't too many people to show up.
Yeah, but today in Brockton, I'll say it one more time, the Conley Funeral Home in Brockton from 8:45 to 9:15 a.m. today. That's your It Feels Good.